Before we get going, and going to pick up on a couple of things that the Lord's been saying, particularly in this last sort of week and in our church last week as well. So we had some pictures that people bought and shared, and then we met as a leadership team in the week, and we were praying for the church and the vision and the future and just God's presence to lead us into what we were, where we're going as a group. And the picture was, one of the pictures was the champagne cork that was waiting to burst free, and the pressure was in the bottle and it was ready to pop and explode with great vigour and passion. And another one on the same theme was the hot air balloon. I think Martin bought this one, and it was tethered to the ground, and the tethers were being loosed and the balloon was ready to soar. And those stuck with me, and they came back to us while we were praying in our house in the week. And that was sort of, I felt at the time that was like a corporate thing, that the whole church was going to explode with champagne and hot air. And then as we were praying through our meeting, we just kept coming around on this theme that rather than things being one great umbrella movement that people could sit under and just soar with, actually, that it was, we were actually a collection of individuals. And these messages started to mean something a bit different when they became a very personal, individual message from God to us. And as I was praying in the week, I saw this, very similar to standing here looking at all these beautiful faces, but instead of beautiful faces, everybody was a little oil lamp. And some of these lamps were burning really bright, and some of them didn't have any flame yet, and some of them were burning dim. And when we came together, you kind of expect a flame to kind of, if you put things to flames together, they kind of join and make a bigger flame, don't they? But this wasn't happening. The light was as bright as if we'd made a big flame. The heat was the same as if we'd made a big flame, but everybody remained their own flame. And this was reminding me of some of the things, other things that we've heard at the front. And the last time I was here, I spoke about God really wants to partner with you. God wants to be on your journey with you. And that sort of overlaid on this picture of owning these words that God wants to oomph and take off with you. But he doesn't want to take off with us as a collective. He wants you, one by one. And I think as I sort of processed all these different pictures, and God was really speaking about how he wants to take us on a journey individually, and that we must put our consciousness into our own individual walk with him, and our passion for his name is what kept coming up as well, that we find that individual passion that burns bright in us, and that's what we can take out into the world, but that's our internal fire and our internal connection with God as well. And so, yeah, I was encouraged that we might be able to come into church. And one of the things I was thinking of is a bit like the way that we might picture the Trinity, that the Trinity is three individual parts of God, but together it's one God. And although, and this is vitally important, I do believe that we come together. I'm not trying to take away from coming together saying we're all individuals. It's vitally important that we do that. But to think of it not as an umbrella, but as sort of owning your personal journey, and taking almost the responsibility for your fire, and coming consciously when we come together and engaging in our worship time and in our kind of services, but not for the point of a service, but for the point of connecting together. And sometimes, and if I'm honest, today is one of those days for me, sometimes you're not really feeling it. And I've been struggling this morning with, I mean, part of it's just being tired, but being a bit flat, if I'm honest. But it's choosing to make that step. It's choosing to engage with coming to a place where we know we're going to stand in the front of the Spirit of God, and we're going to engage with that. And emotions will follow. And I think that one of the reasons that singing is so powerful is it's because it connects our emotions with our words, with our focus on God. And I think there's a couple of verses that I've been thinking of this week. One of them is Matthew 18, verse 20, where he says, "When two or three of you come as followers of me, I'm there." And I was thinking about that, thinking, well, if it wasn't, not the way I'm in any doubt that it's good to come to church, but if it was the same to stand out on your own as it was to come together, why would he be saying that? Come together and I'll meet with you in a special way, in a way that isn't that you can have on your own. This is a together thing. And another one, as we come into our time of worship, one of the ways I often feel about this place is that we sort of enter into the throne room of God, and that it becomes a different atmosphere. And I often just stand, and I feel like we've entered into a space where we're in the courts of God. And I was reading through various things, and we got to Psalm 100, and verse 4 says, "Enter into." It's talking about us being sheep, which is kind of fitting for me a little bit. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise and give thanks and praise to his name." And I thought that pretty much sums up how I feel about this place when we enter into our worship time, that this is the court of God. We've not come into a 50-year-old hall that's got manky falling down concrete next to it. We've come together into the throne of God, the court of God. And we need to do that with praise. And I think that our worship in this church is special, that we have I'm not saying it's unique in the world, but it's not found everywhere, where we really walk to somewhere different. We're not singing songs for the song's sake. We're singing because we want to enter into that space with God. And if we think of it as a worship time, singing is part of it, but we really want to encourage people to come and share words, share pictures, share prophecy, speak in tongues, have it interpreted. We want to feel the Spirit moving through here. And it's not just about karaoke with interesting songs. But if we don't choose to engage, we make that decision that we're here to touch God. Now, God very much knows exactly where we all are. And he will give everybody something different. And we're all burning in different rates. But he knows. And if it was reminded of the shack when he goes through, and God takes different pictures in that, different forms in that story, because people need different things at different times. And that's exactly what he wants to do in that space with us. And as we come together, there is a difference when we can engage with God together than when we are on our own. And yeah, he wants to bring that in. But I want people to come and share. We want people to pray. Come and pray with a fire from heaven for whatever is burning on your heart. We want to agree with you. This is a worship time, not a sing-song time. So we're engaging in this house to God together. So please, as we go in a minute, please do come, bring things that you've got on your heart, because this is a time for us to do this. And I remember long ago being youth. I think I was at Soul Survivor, and the preacher said, I used to think, come on, let's get this sing-song out of the way so I can get up and do the good bit. And then he realised that through the worship, people were being healed, people were being set free in many ways. There was people, God was speaking, there was prophecy coming. And then he realised, oh, I'm the side act, aren't I? This is what it really is about. This is where God's moving. And there is a time for teaching, and there is a time, of course, for getting into the Word together, but lest we forget that we're here to stand together in the presence of God. So this is basically what we're going to spend quite a long time doing today. And please do, I'm going to sit around here. If you're not sure, come and talk to me, and we can work out when a good time to come up is, or otherwise, just catch him in his eye and come and share, because we want that freedom here. Let's choose to connect with him however we are feeling today, and we'll see where we go. But that's all I'm going to share, and everybody's just pinging the guitar to make sure it's in tune still. I don't really understand what that means, but apparently it's important. At some point we'll drag the offering basket up as well, and if you want to put that in, but yeah, let's come together, let's be free, let's think, you know, what can I bring to this, what can I, who else can I bless?